Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is. And this morning we're chatting to Stephanie Ferris, who is a graduate teaching assistant in social work at the Faculty of Education and Social Work at the University of Auckland. She is also an organiser of Campus Connections Aotearoa, which is running through the Epsom campus. Kia ora, Stephanie. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I want to know a little bit more about Campus Connections. What's this program all about?
So Campus Connections is a fantastic program. It's an evidence-based youth mentoring program. So we have youth that come from alternative education across Auckland that we partner up with Auckland University students in therapeutic mentoring pairs.
That's fantastic. And so you say from alternative education, what age group are we talking about here for students?
So around 13 to 16-year-olds.
And what's the sort of work that they're doing with these mentors at the University of Auckland look like?
So it's a really cool mix of academic, artistic, sporting. It's a really cool mix of different things. We start off our program with kind of walk-in talks where they can spend some time just talking to each other and kind of catching up again, really building that connection. Then they spend some time in more of an academic setting where the mentors can help the mentees with whatever they need, if that's kind of their schoolwork or any other kind of educational based thing. So that's really cool. And then we spend the rest of the day where the mentees, the youth, choose different activities to do. So those activities can either be sporting, sometimes cooking, sometimes art, sometimes dance. We have a range of different things we do week to week.
That's awesome. And so the background that these young folks are coming from, when you say alternative education, what kind of alternative spaces are we talking about here?
So alternative education is just for the New Zealand youth that have been excluded from mainstream education for one reason or another. These reasons can vary from just not quite, like sometimes that's just not the way they learn. Sometimes it's mental health based, there's some anxiety around going to school. Sometimes it's truancy. So for whatever reason, they will end up being pathwayed into alternative education, which is a way of meeting this youth's education needs in a way that actually fits who they are. So that's fantastic.
And so what's the overall goal of having this mentoring program set up with University of Auckland students? Is it to create a connection with those folks, or is it to encourage people into tertiary education? What's the sort of goal for that pathway?
So I would say our goal is just to create long-lasting positive change. Yes, if we can pathway young people into tertiary education, then that's fantastic, as long as that's what they want to do. We have seen quite a few short-term and long-term positive changes. Some people have managed to return to mainstream school. The connection with their mentor has allowed them to overcome whatever the obstacle that was preventing them from being a mainstream school, and that's been fantastic. Some have moved into more kind of training apprenticeships, beauty schools, construction programs. Some have gone on to paid work. Some people have gone into kind of military and cadet school. I believe we had one that discovered a love of cooking and decided to pursue a career as a chef. So really what that positive change is so dependent on what the young person wants. And I think the mentoring is really about creating that positive connection so that youth has the opportunity to explore what they're passionate about with a mentor that's really there to support them.
Yeah, totally. And how did the students from the University of Auckland, how do they feel about this program? It must be very beneficial for them as well.
Yeah, we've had some really fantastic feedback. I myself was actually a mentor in 2017, the first year we ran Campus Connections. So I started my journey through this program as one of the mentors that was working with our young people. So I can say from personal experience that it's such a fantastic opportunity, and that you really learn as much from the youth that, you know, it's not a one-way street. We're not there to teach them. They really teach you as well. It's really fantastic.
And how did you decide to sort of get into social work and teaching spaces as a learner yourself? What was that interested you in that area?
So I guess my journey to social work was I have just, you know, you've always got a love of people, a love of wanting to connect with people and not necessarily help people, but just like learn more about the community and just fit yourself in around that. So that's why I really loved being a community social worker. I worked in schools because I love working with children. So I was a social worker in schools for a little while, and that was fantastic as well. Coming into the Campus Connection program, because I've gone back to studying myself, was a really easy decision because I absolutely loved this program. So when I had the opportunity to come into that program as someone who was helping organize it, it was just fantastic.
Well, it sounds like a really awesome group and a sort of fantastic connection, just to use the term from the title there, but it is a fantastic connection for both sides of that conversation there. And is this something you hope will be able to continue for a long time through the university? Is it something, I mean, as you say, 2017, that's it's still a relatively new program. Does it change and sort of adapt every year?
It definitely changes and adapts, as obviously our current climate changes
yes.
and adapts. Campus Connection is actually pulled from a overseas program, Campus Connections. So while it's relatively new to the University of Auckland and the Epsom campus, it has been proven overseas as a long-lasting and fantastic program. Obviously, with COVID, we had to change things up a little bit. We were lucky enough to, because we run it both semesters, so we were lucky enough that semester one ran to completion, but we unfortunately only got a couple of full days in with our young people in semester two, and now we're looking at different online options and how that's going to look in the future.
Well, I'm hoping it goes well for you, because it sounds like an amazing program. Thank you, Stephanie, for chatting to us about it this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm just really passionate about more people learning and maybe wanting to come on board and be
totally.
One of our mentors. Would be fantastic to have you as part of it.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you so much, Stephanie Ferris. Have a lovely rest of your day, and we'll talk to you later.
You too. Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
Thank you.